The word today is favor. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. When the Christmas angels announced the birth of Christ, they said that God's favor would rest upon mankind. God has indeed shown us kindness in sending Jesus to redeem us from our sins. Christ's coming was so wonderful that the angels who announced it burst into songs of praise to God. We also sing joyfully at Christmas time, as we are blessed to know Jesus. Here with more about this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Favor.
One of the beautiful aspects of the Christmas account, the coming of Jesus that is recorded in the Gospels, is when the angels tell humanity that there is going to be peace, that this child who is being born is going to bring the peace of God. We see this in Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8, where it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" It's just such a beautiful, wonderful moment, and all of us wonder what it would have been like to be one of those shepherds. Humble people doing their work at night, not getting any recognition, another night of quietness, and the sheep need to be tended, and boom, all of a sudden it comes, and we've got God's radiance flooding around them. That must have been one of the most scary but amazing things in their life. God's glory is displayed in various ways in the Bible. His majesty and glory is displayed in the creation. It's displayed in the Exodus when he bombs Egypt with all these plagues in order to make the Pharaoh let the people go. In Mount Sinai with the giving of the law, his glory is demonstrated with the mountain quaking and trembling, and there's smoke and fire, and God's voice is so powerful that it freaks out the people, and they say, "Don't talk to us anymore. Send your message through Moses." And then the resurrection of Christ, of course. All of these fantastic demonstrations of his glory. The one at Christmas is special because it carries with it an assurance of peace. The angels say this is being done because God wants to bring peace to humanity. And indeed, Jesus comes in such a humble fashion, not with glory and power and majesty. He is given to a young couple. Mary and Joseph are not royalty. She is just a humble young virgin girl. Christ is born in a stable. He's not born in the majesty of a castle or a palace. He's laid in a feed trough, a manger. The Magi are mistaken. They come visiting from further away, and by the time they get to Jerusalem, they come to see the king, that is Herod, and he and Jerusalem are disturbed because they're coming to find the newborn king. They're expecting him to be in a palace. All of this shows the humility of Jesus, the glory of Christ, who he is, his person, his deity, is muted. It's kept under wraps a bit when he is here during his earthly ministry before his resurrection. The angels are announcing peace on earth. They sing it, and I can hardly imagine what that angel choir must have sounded like when it said, "A great company of the heavenly host." When I was in seminary, and we had a few hundred men that would attend chapel, and all those men, all their voices powerfully singing praises to God, I can hardly imagine the power and strength of a heavenly host, all those male voices singing glory to God. That must have been an incredible moment, and it will be one of the great things that we get to hear in heaven, in eternal life. That will be one of the thrills, to hear the power and the force of the praise that is offered by people and angels and creatures. It's just going to be awesome. And so they're singing about the peace that God is bringing. Now this, we need to be clear, it is not just a general message of peace and goodwill among humans. The world has gotten this wrong for hundreds of years. They have mistaken this message to think, can't we all just get along? Can't we just all accept everyone as they are and we'll have peace? That's not what the Christmas angels are talking about. And that might be surprising because so many people don't understand it. The truth of the matter is that Jesus did not come to this world in order to bring peace in that sense. He even tells us that. He said, "Don't think I came to bring peace, but instead a sword." Literally, that's what the text means, a sword, meaning division. He's not antagonistic in the sense that he is not a warrior. He is not fighting humans, killing people. No, but he is going to bring division. People are either going to be in his kingdom or out of his kingdom. The peace is going to be given to those who are in his kingdom. So understand this clearly. The peace that God gives is only given to Christians. That's it. It's only if you're in the kingdom of Jesus Christ that you are assured to have the peace of God, that no longer will there be friction, antagonism, hostility between you and God. It's been resolved through Jesus. Your sins have been forgiven. You have been adopted by God. Even though you're a sinner, he shows his grace and mercy to you, his forgiveness to you. This is what it means in verse 14 of Luke 2 when it says, "Peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests." Literally, in that passage, in the original language, it means to men who are pleasing to him, people who are pleasing to him. In other words, if you have hostility toward God, or if you deny the existence of God, if you are an atheist, or if you're a worldly person who doesn't give a rip about Jesus and hates Christians, guess what? You're not at peace with God. You are going to be opposed by the Almighty. And you might not think that's such a big deal now, but you will at the judgment. You're going to think twice, and you're going to really regret it, being in hostility and antagonism toward the Almighty when it comes time for judgment day. And that day is coming soon enough. Your life is quick. It's fleeting. You're going to stand before the Lord and have to give an accounting. So I would suggest that you get right with God, that you take the Prince of Peace, Jesus, receive him, that you confess your sins, and let the Holy Spirit work a miracle of faith and trust in your Savior, Jesus, because he is the only way that people are going to receive peace. It doesn't come through other worldly religious systems. It doesn't come through politics. It doesn't come through warfare and military means. That's never achieved peace. It only comes through the person of Jesus and through the forgiveness and grace that comes from God Almighty. So in other words, not everyone's going to get it. The Christmas peace will come to those who receive Jesus and are grateful for him as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He brings the forgiveness of God. Whatever sins you have committed, they can be forgiven through our Savior Jesus. You can be reconciled to God. You don't have to any longer have a barrier, friction between you and God. You can have a good relationship with Him. You can have certainty of eternal life in Jesus. Boy, I'll tell you, if you want peace in life, that sounds like a pretty good deal. And this is what God is offering you through Jesus Christ. I encourage you, if you've never heard of this before, if this is news to you, and many people in the world really don't understand this, this is a revelation to them. This is as shocking and surprising as the Christmas angels appearing to the shepherds. If this is new to you, then I urge you to seek a Bible, to try to find a Bible, or tune into our program some more and listen to the Word today, because we'll explain this to you over time. And I encourage you to share this with others that might be just as surprised as you. In John 14, Jesus tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you." His peace is substantially different because no longer do we have to be opposed to God. No longer do we have to have God's judgment and condemnation weighing on us because of our sin. We can be calm and at rest in our relationship with God. That's something that is irreplaceable. The world does not have anything like that. When you come to Jesus at Christmas time, please receive the gift that God is giving you. He is our redemption. Jesus is our salvation, our forgiveness, our peace with God. And that's why Christians who really understand this are peaceful. We're not full of hostility, animosity. We're not trying to vie with other people and hurt them. No, we know our future is in eternal glory with God. We know that Christ had called us to love others as He loved us. The Savior has come, and we can be at peace with God. I hope that that will fill your heart with joy and especially peace at this Christmas time.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.